The following podcast is brought to you by the Jonas Podcasting Network, found exclusively at WrestlingWithJonas.com.
Brad Marcus, and welcome to another episode of Toilet Side Wrestling Talk. Today's guest hails from Ohio. She made her in-ring debut in 2018, has worked for such promotions as Ohio Valley Wrestling, IWA Mid-South, Upstart Pro Wrestling, Impact Wrestling, AEW Dark, and I could go on, but I won't. She shared the ring with the likes of Michelle Green, Masha Slamovich, Dream Girl Ellie, Michael Jackson's son, Blanket Jackson, Julia Hart, Haley Shadows, and I could go on, but I'm not going to. So let's welcome today's guest, someone who I'm almost positive is not a hologram. I give you your favorite hippie, Ari Alexander. Hey, Ari, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for coming on a Monday evening.
Yeah.
Having me is not a good way to start the week, but whatever. Hopefully the other parts of your day are much better and override this. All right, I don't like getting serious, but I'm going to for just this question. How has the Will Smith slap changed your life? And have you recovered? And can any of us recover?
Oh, man, I don't know if I can recover from that one, to be honest. That was rough.
I was hoping for some secrets. All right. Well, I'm glad this is just two-dimensional. You know, I've wanted to ask pro wrestlers this for a while, and I always forget. Can you come out to the ring to any song you want? I mean, obviously, you're not, you know, if there's kids in the audience that cut some songs out, but.
Yeah, I think. You have to try to pick something that doesn't have curse words in it, but
yeah.
So,
but it could be anything. Like it could be the Rolling Stones. It could be anything.
Yeah, anything.
Oh, and you don't have to get permission from, like, these groups.
You're probably supposed to, honestly, but I don't think us wrestlers care, right?
Yeah, and the FBI hasn't visited you about this, right?
So far, so good. So
okay, so you're probably in the. In the clear.
Probably fine, yeah.
Do you, is it exhausting, like keeping up with social media?
Yeah, it is. Especially when you don't like people, it's really hard to try to stay on there and keep yourself, I guess, relevant. It's pretty hard, yeah.
Now, you don't like people. Do you like animals more than people?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm the same way.
If I could just live in a world with animals, then I'd be happy, for sure.
I moved to this town where I know literally nobody. It's been the best, you know, like I can go to Walgreens and no one have to talk to anybody, you know, I just get my stuff and leave. It's that's been great. But so like, are you required, like say, a promotion wants you to wrestle for them. Are you required to put out like X amount of content or posts like about like the show?
Yeah, you're supposed to. You're always supposed to, like, share where you're going to be, always promote, because no matter where you're going, you always end up back there at some point.
Yeah.
So you always want to promote wherever you're going. For me, that's my biggest thing. I always try to promote because I want everybody to come see how great I am, right?
Sure.
So, yeah, supposed to.
I'm sorry to interrupt here, but you're not trapped inside of this car, correct?
I might be, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to know if you need help, like blink a couple times in a row, an inordinate amount.
Oh yeah,
those are long. Are those real?
I wish they were.
Listen, I am so bad at this stuff. That I work with all women, so like I'm trying to like learn.
No, they're not real. I wish they were. Too expensive for me.
I just learned the other day that some of the girls I work with have long like braids, really long braids. And I just learned that that's not real hair, that they're real hair.
Yeah.
And I've made it 46 years with being like thinking, oh, she must have really long hair to be able to do that. Okay, I'll get off that stuff. Let's get back to you. So you grew up in Ohio?
Yes, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio. I've been there one time. I actually liked it.
Really?
I was coming from Chicago and I was in the downtown of Cincinnati, and it was a Saturday. I could have laid down in the street. There was nothing going on.
Yeah.
But that was appealing to me.
It's kind of pretty. It's just a whole lot of nothing down here.
Was it a place where you were like, I want to get out of here? Like when you were growing up, teen rebellious years?
Yeah, but then, you know, I'm 23 and I'm still living at home with my parents, so.
You're like a baby. Do you wear diapers still? I don't even remember at that age. Was your family, were your parents from Cincinnati as well?
Yeah, they're from Kentucky and Cincinnati.
How did they meet?
It's a crazy story. So, my dad stole my mom's car. And they did not know each other. My father stole my mom's car, and my mom started to visit him in jail, and they started dating when he got out of jail. It was such a great love story, right?
Oh, my God. How long was he in jail for?
I think, like, a few months, but they've been together 23 years now.
Oh, my God. That's an amazing story.
It's crazy.
That's like a movie type story. Like
I need somebody to come steal my car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, seriously. And I'm married. I need, you know what I mean? Like to take my wife off my hands or what have you. If she's in the car, even better. So that is crazy. So how old were they when your dad stole her car?
I believe my mom was like 19, 20. And then my dad was in his later 20s.
Okay. Yeah. And did you ever talk to your dad why he stole this car?
Yeah, he said, I was running from the police. And I was like, oh, wow, that's nice.
Yeah. Did he get away from whatever the police were after him for, or for stealing the car?
No, he didn't. He got away for just stealing the car. Yeah.
Oh, but that is amazing. They must have gotten close. Did she come and visit him often? Like, was it far from where she was living?
No, they weren't. It wasn't far. The jail was not far. So she would come see him like all the time. And I was like, that is crazy. Mom, why did you do that? She's like, well, you're here now, right? And I'm like, yeah, I guess so.
How old were you when they told you this love story?
Probably I was in my early teens when they told me. And I was like, my dad's nothing like that anymore. Like, I just can't believe it. And when they tell me those stories, I'm like, what? That is not
it's
even
like a different person.
Yeah. Guess having me made him grow up. I don't know.
Yeah. That's right. Well, you stay at home as long. And I want to say suck as much out of them as life out of your parents as possible. But I don't want to do them any harm. That's careless of me to say, especially on the internet. So were your parents hippies?
No, they're like. More, I would say more like country. They're like country.
Oh, okay.
Like my mom only listens to country music, and my dad will literally listen to whatever. He listens to whatever I have to listen to because I make him drive with me everywhere. So he's got to listen to what I want to listen to. So
does he do the driving?
Yeah, he wrestles too. So
So
I'm second generation, and he just goes to all my shows with me, and he obviously wants to see me wrestle and stuff. So everywhere. I'm like, Dad, you're my Uber driver. We're going 5 hours away. And he's like, oh my gosh.
Do you sit in the back seat while he drives?
I sit in the front. Like he's an Uber driver? So I'm not as rude. I'll sit in the front.
Oh, okay. Okay. See, then that becomes a daughter and father as opposed to father and customer.
Yeah. You know?
Does your mom ever tag along?
Yeah, she does too. She likes to go just for the fun trips, you know, sometimes. So.
When did you first learn your dad was a pro wrestler?
I was young, like about 10, 11 is when he started. Yeah,
And why did he start?
We've watched wrestling since I was like as little as I can remember, just growing up. And he had started doing it before I was born. And then I got born. Then I was born. Then he got out of it a little bit. Then he started it up again. And he's just always loved wrestling since he was little too. So.
And before learning that he was, you know, a professional wrestler, did you guys watch like regular TV, the wrestling on TV and stuff?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But at that age, were you aware of independent wrestling?
No, absolutely not. I was like, oh, WWE, that's all there is. You know?
Yeah.
But
did your mother have any reservations on telling you?
No, she didn't.
Because maybe that you might learn to love your father more than her?
Yeah, she's always
because he's more of a superhero.
She already thinks I love him more than her because we have more in common, I guess, with wrestling, but it's not true. I love him pretty equally. It just depends on the day, really.
Yeah. I tell my son, like, he's like, who do you love more, me or Oscar? I'm like, Oscar, but it's only because I've known him longer, you know? Yeah. But it's right away. He gets very upset, but it's fun to keep him on his toes. Okay. So as a kid, how would your family and friends describe you?
Very shy and quiet, for sure.
Really?
Yeah. I think it took wrestling is what changed me to be this sarcastic asshole, really.
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah, you were coming off as a real asshole just for the however many minutes you've been. So how long did you have that like shyness like even through high school?
Yes, I didn't talk to anybody. I was like that kid no one talked to. I just sat in a corner with like two or three of my little friends and we just stick to ourselves and I did not talk to anybody.
Did you go to prom?
Yes.
I didn't. Damn it. I was hoping to find like a connection, you know? Like it wasn't me, this Japanese kid and you, you know, now it's just me and this Japanese kid. We didn't go. Did you have siblings?
Yes, I have two younger brothers. One is 21, he'll be 22. So we're like, we should have just been twins, honestly.
Yeah.
And then I have another brother, he's 10, and he's a real asshole.
Yeah, well, mistakes happen, you know. That's the other thing I tell my son. He wasn't planned. I also tell him I found him in a dumpster like, eating garbage like a raccoon. So are you real close with your brother who's, you know, basically the same age as you?
Yes, very close. Yeah.
Now, okay, it was my earphones. I'm sorry. They're Walgreens brand of wireless.
Oh no, Walgreens.
I'm getting radiation as well. Okay, as we were saying, what were your interests other than wrestling?
I tried to do like dance stuff. I did karate a little bit, like kickboxing. All this stuff was like in middle school. I tried to do a little bit of everything, and I was good at everything. I just was like too shy to stick with a lot of stuff, really.
Oh, really? Did you did you ever get bullied?
Sometimes in middle school, High school, I think
because you were the vulnerable, the kid that's easiest to pick on.
Yeah. Back then, but not now. You can't pick on me now.
Yeah, no, not at all. Like the hair on my back, which I don't have, I don't have a hairy back. I'm standing up like a cat right now. So did you and your brother, you know, beat the hell out of each other? Or like, was there that physicality with your dad being a pro wrestler?
When we were younger, we were always mean to each other. One time, I was practicing wrestling moves on him, and he fell on the ground and knocked his tooth out, and he has a little like sharp tooth now. He calls it his snaggle tooth, and he always says that that's from me. And he busted a guitar through my head. We've done a lot of crazy stuff to each other when we were young.
Really? I thought you were going to say something like, one time I went to a restaurant and I was a little boy and I peeked under the stall where my brother was, just effing around. He urinated in my face, and then I had to go back and sit down and have the rest of dinner. Were you a good student?
Yeah, for the most part, I got really good grades in middle school, and then high school came around and I didn't do too good at math. Math was always my downfall, for sure.
I mean, there's only so many jobs that you ever have to use.
Who needs to know what plus two is? Yeah, really.
And at that point, you pretty much know, like, I'm going to do something with math, you know, like with numbers or not. You know, like, I wish I knew that early on. So did you have a plan, like, of what you were going to do after high school?
Yeah, I always wanted to go into, like, nursing or be, like, a corrections officer. But I started wrestling, and I was like, yeah, screw all that. I don't need school, right?
Let me ask you a question, and I hope this isn't insulting. Had you ever been arrested?
No, I have not.
Okay, because, like, the correctional officer and stuff, I thought, like...
No.
Okay, no, I didn't mean to be insulting if you were.
No, you're good. You're good.
I got arrested once for pot. Nothing bad. Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
It was less than an eighth. So was that a viable thing? Like, you know, if you want to, you could like start training to be a nurse.
Yeah, for sure. I think I still want to try to get into school so I can have something for a backup just in case wrestling doesn't go through for some reason. Because my real job right now sucks, and I definitely don't want to work there forever.
Oh, really? Is it 9 to 5 Monday through Friday? Or, like, crazy hours? You don't have to tell me where you work or anything like that. Or, you know what? I don't want you to get you in any trouble.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's a Tuesday through Saturday, which sucks because, you know, wrestling on Friday and Saturday, right?
Yeah.
And they just switched my hours. So now I'm off Sundays and Mondays, which also sucks because...
Yeah, that doesn't do much.
I want to be off Saturday, Sunday at least. And it's just like pretty much I work at DHL, which is like an Amazon, and I just lift heavy boxes all day. That's all I do. Sucks.
Oh, my God. Do you ever get injured from lifting boxes?
Yeah, I've had boxes fall on my head multiple times. I'm like, it's fine. I've had plenty of concussions, right? I'm probably okay.
But you know what you should do?
What?
That they're in very, very high demand at assisted living communities. I mean, that's where a lot of people go to, like, train to be an RNA, you know, or a CNA. Yeah. And they're always looking what they pay for. You decide in your head that you want to become a pro wrestler. What do you do? Did you talk to your dad first?
Yeah. So I'd always go and watch my dad, and we were at like this little like show that he would go to like every Saturday. And then one of the promoter, he was like having a feud with the promoter. And
okay. In real life?
No, just wrestling stuff. Mm-hmm. They had like a storyline going on.
Sure.
And the order comes up to me, and they had a storyline. They were trying to like see what they could do to each other to hurt each other. So the promoter had come up to me, and he was like, "So, do you want to come out with me? I'm gonna act like I stole you from your dad." And I was like, "What do I gotta do?" He was like, "You just like walk me out like a valet, like a manager, and then your dad will see it and freak out like, oh my god." And I was like, hell yeah, I'll do that. That'd be cool.
How old were you?
So I started that. I started. I was 17.
Oh, okay. So that's a complete, like, 17. From like the shy person, like you like broke out.
Not yet. I would just stand there like really shy and not do anything or say anything, just so awkward. And my dad's like, "You gotta like interact with the crowd and stuff." I'm like, "I don't know how. I don't know what to do." And then the promoter come up to me like a few weeks later and was like, "Do you have a match?" And I was like, "What kind of match? I'm not trained for this crap." And he was like, "Just like something quick, little fast, little match to just, you know, get the crowd go crazy. We were promoting like this big show." And I was like, Sure. So I trained for a few weeks and then I had this quick little match and I was like, yeah, Dad, I definitely want to do this. I love this. And he was like, I don't want you to do this.
Okay. Crap. I apologize for that.
You're okay.
I didn't anticipate that these high tech wireless phones. So you were saying when I when I got off about the coming out with the promoter and in this feud with your father.
Yeah.
And then you started training. Prior to this, had you'd been inside a wrestling ring before?
Yeah, just kind of like walking my dad out or walking somebody else out. But other than that, no.
And did your mom have any reservations about this?
She just kind of was like more so scared. Like she didn't want me to get hurt, but she wanted me to do it if I wanted to do it for sure.
Okay. So you have what you said, 3 weeks of in-ring training?
Yeah. And I do this little goofy match. And every time I look back on it now, I cringe because I'm like, why did I do that? What? And then after that, I told my dad, I was like, yeah, I definitely want to do this. So we found me an actual training school and I trained there for a long time. Then I had my first, I guess you would say, real trained match. And then, went on from there.
And so after this match, what did you were you nervous the night before?
Yes, I could not sleep at all.
And then when you woke up, was it the first thing you thought of?
Yeah, I was like, I got to go there and do this in front of all these people and not mess up. This is probably not going to happen. Like,
and what? Is your dad going to, was this a card that your dad was going to be on as well?
Yeah, he was. And he came out with me for my match.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Did that make you feel a little better?
Yeah, for sure. Having him there by my side the entire time definitely helped me.
And was your opponent, early on in their training or had been around for a while?
They were the same as me. We both trained together for that 3 week period and we just like learned together. We're like, let's just put something together super simple, super easy. And it was like, it went crazy. Like everyone went crazy.
After you have your first match and you say it goes from there, does that mean like you start training every day?
Yeah, I was training 3 times a week and up in Cincinnati. At a Sin Pro Wrestling with Tim Lutz. We were training there I trained there for about 6 to 7 months before I had my actual first match.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Your debut. Having that, that match and the time to, train for that, did that help you when you moved on to your next, to train somewhere else?
Yeah, it did for sure. It definitely helped me because I kind of knew my basics and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I was just above just a little bit. And then, but it was a whole new world going into somebody that like was actually training me and doing all this running and everything, all this stuff I had to do. I was like, oh man, I'm blown up.
Yeah. Were you in good shape throughout all of this to begin with?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. I've always been in decent shape. So that's always kind of helped me, but yeah, I can't. It's definitely still tough.
So, do you have to go to the gym every day? To work out?
You're supposed to. I'd be lying if I said I did, but.
Yeah, no, be honest. Or lie.
Yeah, I go to the gym every day.
Yeah, totally, me too. That's why when I do this, my muscles, go down, All my shirts are, baggy on this side.
Yeah.
So, at what point does, all right, I'm going to be on a microphone. I'm going to have a chance to speak. When do you start, maybe you don't in training, talking about your character and getting ready to speak in front of, a live audience?
So, in training, we would have, promo classes. So, where they would hand you a mic and they would give you a topic and you would have no idea. So, they'd be like, all right, cut a promo on that broom over there. And I'm like, all right, so you just got to say whatever you want, whatever comes to your mind, you have to cut a promo, and they give you, they'll say you got 30 seconds to cut a promo on that broom, and you're a heel, so I have to cut a heel promo on a broom, and it's, all that stuff is very challenging, but very good for me, because I've always been shy to, speak on the mic and stuff that, so that definitely helped me a lot, to where I'm like, all right, I can do this,
And took away some anxiety?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So Do you come up with your character on your own, you know?
Yeah.
Is there any part of you that's in it?
I would say my character is definitely all me, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. And just turned up?
Yeah, just turned up by like 10, yeah.
Oh, okay. 10, that's great. That's a nice round number that everyone can relate to, the number 10. Right. I should have like a little 10 flash up there for children.
Yeah.
So then do you like hit the road?
Yeah.
Do and
like go, travel? Go on. Like
yeah, travel? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yep,
is that stressful, like getting yourself booked?
Yes, because you will get booked somewhere that's really far away, and you don't really have no idea where you're going, what kind of promotion it is. There's been a lot of places where I've showed up, and I'm like, oh, man, this doesn't look safe.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know about this one.
And it turns out it's fine?
Yeah, it's usually fine for the most part.
And you know, especially now with the gas prices crazy, that's got to be a huge expense.
Yes.
Do promoters compensate you for travel?
Yeah, some of them do. You just kind of got to add that. You usually get your rate and your travel, but
oh, that's nice.
Depends, yeah.
So how far is OVW from where you are?
2 hours.
2 hours. And you wrestled for OVW a bunch.
Yeah, like every Thursday.
So was it a commute every time? Like you'd get in Thursday and leave?
Yes, because now I work on Fridays.
So yeah, I was about to say, like,
because now it's like I leave work on Thursday, drive straight there, which I have to leave work early on Thursdays because our call time is 4. And I don't get off work till like 5, so I have to leave at 2. I have to sneak out. They don't even know. They still haven't noticed yet. And I'll sneak out and I'll get there by 4, and then I don't get out of there because after the show we have a meeting and we had to clean up and all this stuff, and then
you need to kind of like take a deep breath and like relax for a little while.
Right. Yeah, I know. And then I'll come home at like 1 a.m. get out and go to work again.
Oh my god. When you wake up on that Thursday morning, do you dread that entire day?
I do. I'm like, this is gonna be such a long day. Oh my god.
Now say you didn't work on a day and it was like the day of a show. Do you have like a routine you do as the hours, you know, dwindle away?
Yeah. If I don't have like a show, like if I don't have work but I have a show, I'll sleep in till about like 12. I'll get up. I'm very like OCD, so I'll make sure everything's packed the night before so I don't forget anything, because if I go up to a show and I forget something, I'll freak out.
Nice.
So I make sure I don't forget anything. I have everything already in the car before.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, that's a big step.
Suitcase, makeup box. That's all we need. Then we go. Nice.
And so do you have you ever driven like a distance without like your dad or anybody?
Yes. Yeah.
And is that difficult? Because like, you get bad winters.
Yeah, it's been hard because trying to, like, for me is to stay awake. I need to, so I'll try to listen to music or whatever to stay awake, but it's very hard.
Oh, no, I bet. So how do you get noticed by, like, Impact or AEW?
You have to really put in the commitment of constantly messaging them and saying, hi, I'm Ari. I'm available for this date. If you need me, I can do anything you need me to do. So-and-so, and hopefully they pick you. You just get lucky maybe sometimes. Like, for me, I think it was just pure luck. I reached out to them on the right day. Someone was looking, and they were like, yeah, hey, invite, come on down. I'm like,
wait, is this all via email or, like, phone?
Yeah, usually email, sometimes Twitter, too. Helps.
Were you excited when you opened that email?
Yeah, I cried. I was at a very, like, low point when I first got my first AEW appearance. I was like at a really low point. I was like, I just think I want to give wrestling a break. Nothing's really going for me. I'm just wrestling indies, really. I just want to have a break. And that morning, something, and I never check my emails hardly. And that morning, I felt something like, check your email. I opened it and I was like, and I got an invite to go to Chicago. And I was like, oh wow, this is a sign. I did not need to quit. So
I mean, you got noticed by the big time, you know, like. Yeah. That's amazing. Did you say, like, have you, This is me. You're a pro wrestler. I'm not. I'd print that thing out, you know, like on like fine paper and burn the edges so it looked like a nice like, historical document.
Yeah. I definitely had everything saved, everything from that little sticker. I got everything. My paycheck, I put it in a little, my dad put it in a frame. I was like,
I didn't even think about the paycheck. Oh, that's so cool. If I rob your house, I'm going for that.
Don't worry,
I'm lazy. I would never even make it down my street. Was your dad like particularly proud of you?
Yeah, he was. He was so happy. He's like, take so many pictures when you get there. Do this. I'm like, Dad, I don't seem like a loser taking pictures all the time. He's like, just do it. You need it. And I'm like, okay. But yeah, it was definitely, he was very happy. He texted me the entire time I was there.
Did you fly or drive?
I drove. Me and my mom drove. And it was right when they were having a winter storm. So, like, I was in Chicago at a hotel. It was right across from the arena. And we couldn't even drive across the street. The snow. They had, like, 18 inches of snow.
Oh, my God.
I had to walk with my little suitcase all the way across to the arena. I was just covered in snow. And I was like, I made it. I'm here.
Oh, my God. Well, at least you made it. And on that drive, do your nerves increase as you get closer?
Yes, because I didn't know if I was going to wrestle. You just get invited and you don't know if you're going to be used. So I'm there and I'm just sitting in the back with everybody. And then they're writing on the board, like the talent names. And I haven't seen mine yet. I was like, darn, at least I get to be here and experience.
Yeah.
Even if I don't get to be used, and then I see my name, and it was like Ari Alexander versus Julia Hart, and I was like, "Oh my!" I was freaking out. I was texting my parents, like, "Guess what? I get to have a match tonight!" And they were so happy, so really excited. I had that.
Did you like maybe not take pictures, but did you approach, you know, some of the wrestlers that you see on TV or?
Yes, yeah, for sure, I did.
And they're cool with that, right? They kind of expect that.
At AEW, everyone is very, like, nice. I love it. That's where I want to hope to be one day in the future.
Yeah.
So, everyone's very respectful and everything.
Even if you never make it there, you made it there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's, like, an accomplishment. You know, you could tick that off your to-do list at the end of the day. Is it, like, a completely, like, different environment than backstage at, like, you know, an indie promotion?
Yeah.
Is it very, like, professional?
More professional, but very laid back at the same time. Everyone's really nice and just chill. If you need anything, they're like, here, I can show you. But the best part is the food. The catering is amazing. I could just live there, really.
Now, do you initially kind of stay away, see if other people go up first?
No. Free
and then
food,
go crazy
I'm there.
On it?
No, free food, I'm there.
Nice. You live by a code. That's amazing. Yeah. Do you, like, ever have... And you work a ton and then you wrestle. Do you have free time like to, I'm going to watch Cobra Kai tonight or, you know what I mean? Or I'm going to watch Walking Dead for 3 hours.
Barely. Like when I do have free time, I'm like, I need to catch up on some sleep and just sleep. Like today I mostly slept. I just started watching Game of Thrones.
Oh.
So I just started that. I don't know if I really will like it or not, but I'm on like episode 5. It's okay so far. So.
It gets way better.
So I've heard
it's way better. Yeah, I'm literally having to tell you this for. So do you like? You don't go on vacation?
I try to. Sometimes I'll take like a week or two out of the summer and not take any bookings, and I will go on a vacation.
Okay. How did your Oh, this one did ask you. Did your brother ever wrestle?
No, but I tried. He did like come to training a few times and he's like, and he was really good at it. He was just like, I don't like it. It's not for me. He's more of like a gamer. He built his own computer.
Oh, okay.
Like that. So he's more like, he likes games and stuff like that. And he's like, no, I can't do this. This hurts my body. And I'm like, all right, well, you tried it. I can't be mad.
You know, at least he tried it. Do you think if maybe you guys are at Thanksgiving, and the two of you maybe had a little too much to drink. It's possible.
Yeah.
And you guys got in each other's face. You know, you're belligerent, two drunks. Could you get him down to the ground, like, instantly?
Oh, for sure.
There's no question about, like,
no question.
Where he fits in the pecking order.
No, no. He could try for sure, but no.
And now, are you a better wrestler than your dad?
I think I want to say yeah, but he'll kill me if I say yeah. So no.
What are things you can do that he can't do?
He's more of like a bigger like type guy, so he's mm-hmm. not very like. You will never see him do no flippy stuff out there. I can do a little bit of flippy stuff. So he's more of like a, you know, hardcore, like he'll just punch you.
I
do more fancier stuff than him. So I can definitely outshine him with my fancier moves.
Has he ever said, like, taking you, like, you know, you're my firstborn, you know, I think you are a better wrestler than I have ever been. Like, any of, like, those kind of dad moments?
No, he'll never tell me nothing nice like that. And I'm going to be his retirement match here soon. He's going to retire. And I was like, Dad, are you going to put me over for your retirement match? And he's like, probably not. I'm like, what?
When will you guys start talking about it?
We've been talking about it recently. We're just trying to figure out the right time to kind of create a storyline.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So, yeah. We're trying to figure out the best time for that is. And then we'll definitely.
So when you're at home, you're kind of at work as well.
Yeah, pretty much.
You got to get out of this DHL job. I don't know anyone who's got those hours. I mean, that's crazy, even if you weren't a professional wrestler.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my God. What would you say? You've been in the business, what, 4 or 5 years?
Yes, yeah.
What's the best part about being a pro wrestler?
Is meeting so many different people. You meet so many like unique and genuine people, and you meet a lot of assholes too.
Yeah.
But for me, it's meeting so many people that I can just relate to that have so much in common with me. That's the best thing that I've taken from being a part of the business, really.
Do you feel like you have to compete against other wrestlers who may be your friends as well? Not compete, like wrestle them, but like compete for, oh, I wanted to wrestle at that show.
Yeah, sometimes it is like that, and it sucks. But if I'm on a show with one of my friends and they get a spot, but I don't, I'm always like, hell yeah, at least you got it. One of us got it. I'm never bitter or jealous or like, well, damn, I'm not going to be their friend no more because they got this spot and I didn't. Sure. It's always like, hell yeah, you got it. When my time comes, then my time will come. So I hope they support me the same way that I support them. So for sure, yeah.
And when your dad was coming up wrestling, it wasn't much of internet, was it at the time?
No, not really. No.
Okay. So it was more like old school.
Yes. He's definitely old school for sure.
I've learned a lot. I learned that you are not trapped inside a vehicle right now. You are safe.
Willingly.
Lovely story about your parents, which is. It could be a 2-hour ABC movie. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
it's a cool little thing. Can I ask you 5 yes or no questions that don't have anything to do with wrestling?
Sure.
Okay. Do you ever drink coffee with a straw?
No, I don't drink coffee at all.
Okay. Are you don't drink coffee at all?
I know.
You don't like the taste or you don't feel like you need it?
I don't like the taste.
Got it.
Yeah.
Are you scared of cats?
No.
Like me? No. Okay. they don't like the pitch of my voice. Most, felines. No. For $3.3 million. Would you adopt my children?
Absolutely. Please. Yeah.
Okay. They're 12 and 8 years old. I will have them bubble wrapped by the time the sun comes up tomorrow morning in FedEx to you. We'll have to talk about this off air.
Okay.
But perfect. I'm so excited. I finally found someone stupid. Oh, someone who would take them. Okay. Have you 2 more questions. You're doing awesome. Have you ever stayed at a hotel where like on the front marquee, it advertised color TV?
No.
Okay. And finally, probably most importantly, do you ever, like, if you have people come to your home, do you ever hold up a mirror to them before they walk in the house to make sure they're not vampires?
Yes, all the time.
Okay. Honest. I love it.
Yeah.
Ari Alexander, thank you so much for coming on. I really enjoyed talking to you. I had a great deal of anxiety prior, but it's seemed to drip away during the, yeah, thank you very much. Where are you wrestling next?
This week I have OVW, I have Extreme Valley Wrestling. That is tomorrow, actually. Crap, I just remembered I got a Tuesday show.
Jeez.
Yeah. And
lifting
then
boxes and a Tuesday show.
I know, a Tuesday show. Who? I'm crazy. And then I have Future Great Wrestling on Friday. And then Saturday, I cannot remember, but I know I'm somewhere for sure.
Okay, and maybe I'm making this up. You said you'd give us your address and the code to get into your garage? Or am I making that up?
I think I am. Yeah, maybe.
Well, we'll talk about that when we figure out the logistics of me getting my children to you.
Yeah.
I'm in Champaign, Illinois. It's not terribly far FedEx.
Yeah.
But hey, thank you. Honestly, thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it. And I had a good time. And I wish you nothing but success and health.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You too.
All right. Thank you so much. You take care.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.